Simon Tav Hei, Se'iv Vav. The Mechaber discussed the case when Goyim took this person out of the Tchum and put him in a deer, a Besayar, they put him like in a corral, or it could be a jail, or a Ma'ara, a cave, or a different state that's Mukav Chayim and has a Chayimah around it, Mukav Chayim L'Dira. Mishabur explains if the area is less than Beis Asayim, which we would say is less than 50,000 or so square feet, that does not make a difference in Mukav L'Dira. It's considered Kedal L'Dal, it's considered like four Amos. It's more than basic sign, but only if it's mukav adira, only if the heka was made for dira purposes, for living purposes, for example, at a corral, if the person who watches the animals lives there, so then it's considered kadal adal. It's really the same concept we've had many times, like I've been carrying also, that an area that's more than basic sign, to consider that a good heka has to be mukav adira, it's less than basic sign, less than that square footage of approximately 15,000 square feet, then it's always considered to be a good heka, even if it's not mukav adira. So in any case, this person was put by the goyim, by koch, in an area that's fenced in, or a city that's walled in, or Mishabura says, an Erev that has a kosher Erev with strings and poles that we do nowadays, or any other circumstance where he was either Oynes, either Shegek, he was spacing out by mistake, he came out of a Tchum, he ended up in a Deer or Seyar, or any place, Mukav Mechitzas, Mukav Adachayma, and now he realized where he is, he's allowed to walk the whole area. It's all considered Gadal Adal, and he could use the entire thing. As opposed to if he realized what's going on before he entered this area, he cannot enter the area that's Mukav Mechitzas, but he wound up here, whether he was brought here or he spaced out and ended up here, now that he's in the area of Tzmukav Mechitzas, Kasher Mechitzas, that are either less than Beis Asayim or more than Beis Asayim, but Tzmukav Adira, he's allowed to walk the entire area. So here you see that even somebody who went out of Tchum B'Shegig, he has to be in the area of Tzmukav Mechitzas in order to be considered Kedal Adal, he can walk the whole area. However, the Mishabura says, look in the Bir Halacha, where he brings the many Rishayim arguing this, the Ramban and others, and they say that as long as he's put into a halachic ear, even if the ear is not Mukav Chayim, does not have a wall or a fence around it, he's allowed to walk the entire city. And although Mishtabur says in the Bir Halacha over here that it's hard to make a connect to the Shulchan Aruch, because really place can hold like that, and therefore has the area of Mukav Mechitzas, he says, could be B'Shas Atchak, could be Semich to make like the Ramban and the others, that even without like the Mechitzas, since we're dealing with the Ramban and the Geshai live here, if by mistake he ended up out of Tchum, but he's in a place that's halachic ear, halachic city, so then we can say B'Shas Atchak could be that he could walk the entire area and should not be limited to his Dal Amos or to the area that's Mukav Chayim. Now this is all a case where he left at Chum, Shegig Ba'anis or something like that. As opposed to if he left at Chum with Das intentionally, even if he found himself in a place of Mukav Mechitzas, still he's only allowed to go for Amos. And it has to do with how he left at Chum. Because he left at Chum intentionally, whoever he ended up in this area that's Mukav Mechitzas, it doesn't make a difference how he ends up in this right now with us. Ba'anis, Amazib, Shegig, whatever it is, since he left at Chum intentionally, he does not get this Kula, and wherever he is, he can only walk Dal Amos. This also is not agreed upon the old opinions. If you look at the Bir Halacha, he says that this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam and others, where the Ramagad explains it. But the Arishanim argue, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Taisa that argue this, they say if he winds up in a place of Mukav Mechitzas surrounded by fences, so then it's always considered that Al-Amas can walk the entire thing, even if he went out of Tchum Ladas, even if he left the Tchum Mezid. Maisa, the Bir Halacha says that one should not rely on this because Lav Rishem says the same as the Rambam, and therefore Shtuach the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that if he left the Tchum Ladas, left the knowledge not knowingly and intentionally, then wherever he finds himself now, he can only go four Amos, which means four Amos each direction. Only in the case he left the Tchum Shle Ladas, whether he was forced, or was Beshegig, or anything like that, and now he finds himself in a place of Mukav Mechitzas, so then he can walk the entire area to Mukav Mechitzas, as long as Kosher Mechitzas, and then the Bir Halacha said the B'Shas Tchak, even possibly B'Semach and Ramban, that he can walk the entire ear, maybe even the Ibor ear, the extension of the city, since he left the city, Shle Ladas, without knowledge and without intention.